You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is News Team correspondent Andrew Rainey. And in light of the vandalism that some of our listeners you may have heard about, the front of Static Age Records in downtown Asheville, the Tina Turner mural was defaced with an 8-foot swastika on the second day of Hanukkah, we decided to reach out to Static Age and get a little more context of what's been going on, particularly with all of the media attention, including international news. So Jesse, who is here with me on the phone, thanks for speaking with us today. I wonder if you could give us some of your feedback to this experience.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Andrew. And I really just think it's worth thinking about that this has received so much attention as a white-owned business that was vandalized. When there are kids in cages that might be receiving less media coverage than this, it just feels a little weird. And it felt like an obligation to report it, you know, and was hoping to inform people that rarely have to think about it. Racist, fascist attack. There's tons of people who live in constant threat and marginalization from these actions of people.
So really seeing this as a symptom of a reality a lot of people experience on a daily basis. So you're hoping to bring some more attention to that?
For sure. It feels like that's the main goal here with all the media, whatever has surrounded this. You know, I think these are systemic hate-based problems with the current governments of this and other countries. A lot of countries right now seem to be aligning themselves with, and that's pretty alarming to me. So that's the main message, is just that it's happening.
I wonder if you could also describe what Static Age Records is, and people who have enjoyed that mural, you know, might be wondering, will there be another mural that will go up?
Yeah, you know, it's a retail space. It's a record store that's been there for, we've been around for 16 years. During that whole time, we've hosted lots of underground music and art events of all genres. You know, we've always tried to be very inclusive. I mean, it doesn't feel like you should have to try to be inclusive, but it just... So, yeah, it feels a bit of a community space for a lot of people. And as we've had more and more events, I think that sentiment just kind of grows amongst different crowds and everything.
For folks who might be wondering about the mural, I know that... It got covered up after the vandalism. Are there plans to create a new mural on top?
Right, yeah. We actually set up a GoFundMe, kind of, so we could make a statement that wasn't able, you know, that wasn't out in the media, that was just kind of our statement, and then to be able to replace that mural. The GoFundMe was there, I think, to kind of raise awareness and have us be able to tell our story. Like, you know, it's kind of, everything was moving really fast, and we just wanted to be able to say our piece without anyone being able to edit it and things like that. But yeah, there's definitely plans for a new mural as soon as possible. Seems like we kind of have it lined up already. It might take a couple weeks or closer to a month, but we definitely you know, this is the fourth mural that's been there. It's public art's important to me personally. Some public spaces just look so bland, and that could be art. I also want to kind of point out that I think we need to make sure to support marginalized people and join organizations that help them and try to cultivate a shift away from division in general. But yeah, thanks for the opportunity to talk about this on Asheville FM. I think that community radio is one of the most powerful tools of free thinking that we have, protecting free thinking, I guess. But yeah, thanks, Andrew.
Just to explain, Static Age Records. Thanks so much. You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is News Team correspondent Andrew Rainey, and today I'm here with anti-racist, anti-fascist, working-class activist Matilda Bliss, who is also a contributor to the Asheville Blade. Matilda, thanks so much for speaking with me today, having a little more exploration of what happened last week, the second day of Hanukkah. with the vandalism in downtown Asheville. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
What kind of significance do you see holding in this action?
This occurrence has unfortunately created deep hurt in our community, which is it's also opening up old wounds. Whether Black or Latinx, Jewish, houseless, or disabled, queer, trans, the swastika is not only a symbol of hate, but a symbol of extermination. Before beginning, I also want to take a moment to be with that hurt and pain. Yeah, it's not just the act itself, but some of the significance as far as the city's connection with some fascist elements, unfortunately, which is not exactly new, but it's very concerning. And there's a great Asheville Blade article called "Concerned Citizens," which actually exposes how the city government, even higher up, such as assistant manager Kathy Ball and city manager Deborah Campbell, showed marked deference to input at community meetings from people calling for violence and police oppression against houseless people and those who use drugs because of a short-range uptick in property crime, and simply because these folks exist and are visible, and that we can't get away from that. Very connected. Comments also come from folks promoting conspiracy theories and shadowy networks looking to promote promiscuity by offering condoms at restrooms, or promoting the collapse of the economic and social order by operating a syringe exchange. Just absurd stuff. And the city is listening to these folks. So it's, there's people promoting death removal and basic extermination, and the city is taking these concerns seriously. So unfortunately, the city has been passing far-right budgets for a while, and it's actually not a surprise to see fascist and hate-filled iconography popping up around the city in this climate.
Do you see, policy or point that you would like to see in response?
Yes. There's things that, honestly, we've been doing and should continue to do. A lot of the activist work here is fundraising, advocacy, and education-focused, which is great. Also, there's other things that are needed. And, to an extent, we've definitely showed up and spoke out quite a few times in direct opposition to fascist elements, which is really great. Such as, Donald Trump came here in 2016, and locals showed up in great numbers and really countered his supporters. And then there was the incident in fall of 2017 when the Unite the Right rally flyer featuring the Confederate flag and Donald Trump appeared on UNCA's campus, and locals showed up to preempt then Vance Monument. There was a counter-protest to the Franklin Graham rally in October of last year. Even in 2017, folks like Nicole Townsend, who's running for city council right now, and other folks like Hillary Brown and Amy Cantrell and Adrian Sigmund all showed up to try to tear down the Robert E. Lee plaque. We've been doing stuff. There's definitely a lot of other things that we can do. But, another thing that's kind of missed in all this was after Jerry Williams' mom had lost her son in summer 2016. Jerry Williams was killed by Officer Tyler Rathbird, and she was actually encountering harassment at her home. And locals showed up with herbal remedies and provided security. And many said it was the APD was stopping people and pulling them over around her home for missing taillights, was even linked to the harassment, unfortunately. So we see how people have showed up and not always been polite or deferential, have actually taken direct action, which is huge. And I really want to emphasize at this point is that, we've been doing a lot of really good things, but also it's time to really step up in some other ways, too. One of the biggest ways that fascists gain control is by exploiting suffering and pain in communities that, have marked income inequality. And that's something that Asheville City Government continues to encourage in our community through its budgets. But, around the world, people are standing up and fighting back. From Puerto Rico, 16 days to force their governor to resign of being in the streets. Look at Chile,
Algeria and the Sudan, deposing their dictators, Hong Kong. We have great power, and it's really the purest way to counter fascism. So, yeah.
One of the issues that came up speaking with Jesse of Static Age was just how media attention around this has been focused. I wonder if you have reflection on ways that you've seen the vandalism of the Tina Turner mural. I'm curious about your thoughts around how it's shown up in media spaces.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's kind of more of the same, you know, very much like limiting fascists to things like anti-Semitism and racism, which are definitely real and are horrible. But it's also, you know, I think that it leaves out the fact that fascists hate a broad range of people. Another thing that is also of concern is that a lot of very classist opinions are being expressed, that the swastika was done wrong, and so that person, you know, couldn't have been middle or upper income. They couldn't have been, you know, intelligent. You know, it's, a lot of assumptions are being made about who actually did this act and actually is dividing our communities. So it's very concerning how some of the coverage has evolved, and definitely challenge people to think about the broader scope and how do we come together to, you know, promote justice and oppose fascism.
I've noticed asking people questions over the past week, a number of people seeing it as a very isolated incident.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is not an isolated incident whatsoever. As I've seen before, you know, immediately after Jerry Williams' mom had lost her son, she was facing harassment at her home. And we've had activists boxed here where their personal information was shared without their consent. And people, you know, been harassing activists. And then, of course, like as far as the symbols themselves, there was a swastika in the Aloft parking garage or other racist graffiti in the Harris Teeter parking lot. There was some swastikas that appeared there. There's folks who are studying this are seeing images pop up all over online by fascists promoting their work. Not attaching their names, of course, but sharing what they're doing. Flyers are popping up intermittently throughout the last few years especially. So it's definitely not isolated, and the narrative is being framed in a way that's very intentional, and definitely encourage people to think beyond that and even to report information that they have concerning people who might be fascist. Folks who are, you know, expressing, you know, even in a local community space, I've witnessed somebody promoting that Hitler wasn't such a bad guy and things like that. I, you know, these are things that a lot of us experience every day. You know, if you're a Black or Latinx person, like, you're hearing slurs constantly in this town. But there's also ways that we can fight back against that by reporting things that we've seen or things we've heard. There's a great website, astralantiracism.blackblogs.org, and you can go on there and see who's been outed as being fascist or having fascist sympathies and making sure that our communities are safe. And they have an email that you can report, astralantiracism@protonmail.com. Again, that's astralracism@protonmail.com. You know, this is not an isolated incident whatsoever, and people are fighting back against it.
If listeners were interested in following the Asheville Blade or finding resources in that, could you give us what platforms which people can find information coming from the Asheville Blade?
Absolutely. AshevilleBlade.com. Really great resource. There, you know, it's a great resource for news, and there's also groups that are directly doing the work. So I think following groups directly is really, really great. Things like groups like the SETI Collective, which is providing harm reduction services in West Asheville, overdose reversal kits, clean syringes, other things to reduce harm in our community. BeLoved is providing direct support for communities. Groups like SEMA are doing verifier trainings and are teaching people to identify ICE in our community. Firestorm's doing great work, doing a lot of education and trying to build mutual aid networks in our community. I also want to mention Asheville Solidarity Network, which has been involved in several workplace and housing situations trying to support locals. And we actually have an upcoming workshop series about building power in our community and fighting back. So there's a lot of information out there. You know, traditional sources are you know, we can expect them to slant coverage. But there's also a lot of great news networks and independent media and folks doing good work.
Matilda Bliss, working class, anti-fascist, anti-racist activist here in Asheville and contributor to the Asheville Blade. Thanks so much for giving us your time today.
Absolutely. Yeah, I also want to say that, you know, one last reminder that racial justice requires action. It definitely requires taking risks, no matter who you are, where you are, or where you work. You are in good company. You are not alone. Don't give up.